Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is NMSU alumna Irene Oliver Lewis. This year's recipient of the 2017 NMSU Distinguished Alumni College of Arts and Sciences Award. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you. When you say that, when you introduce that, I blush. You know, the audience can't see that, but I'm blushing.
And why are you blushing? This is an honor. Tell me about how this started.
Well, I'm blushing because I was a student when 50 years ago in 1967 is when I started as a freshman at NMSU. And at that time, and they still have it, it was the work-study programs. And it was really the first years that they created the work-study program. So I was assigned to the Alumni Association. And one of the major things that we did was plan the homecoming alumni celebration. So here I am from 1967, 50 years later, and I'm getting one of these awards. When I was a kid and even a student, you know, I was in theater, so I would write the introductions. And at that time, we had slides. That was our media at the time. So I would create slideshows of the alumni. We would do sketches of the alumni. I mean, and it's just amazing to me to be honored. This is really an incredible honor. I'm getting emotional because I feel that everything I gained and that I did in my career started at, first of all, at Madonna High School, where I went to school, and then it continued at NMSU.
And now you're a three-time Aggie. Tell me about that. You earned your associates in 1974.
Yeah, the reason I have three of them is because I had 16 hours left to graduate. And I decided to get married. Well, that changed. So after, what was it, 3-4 years of marriage, and let me say, and I was married to Charles Lewis, who a lot of people know Charles Lewis, and he and I are still great friends, but I stopped, and then I went back, and I got my degree. So I had so many hours. Somebody said, you should just get an associate. So I got an associate because I had so many hours. And then when I came back, I only had these 16 hours left. So I got, those first years, it was a bachelor's of individualized studies. So you could create your degree, which was really wonderful, because then what I did is I took more. Through those years that I went from the Alumni Association to Information Services, and I worked here in these very rooms that we're in, and I did radio and TV at KRWG, and then got a degree, my undergraduate degree really is in journalism and theater, and then my master's is in Reader's Theater through the speech department.
And that was in 1978.
Yes.
So then the 3 years that they're acknowledging are 1974, 75, and 78.
Right. So I worked in between those years. I came back to NMSU to get my master's. I was working in Albuquerque. I had a really good journalism job as an editor of a monthly newsletter for the state. And Isabel Crouch and Dr. Garrett, Edgar Garrett, he was the head of the department, they called me up and they said, well, you want to come and get your master's? So they got me an assistantship, and I came back home because I never really wanted to leave. So I came back home to get my master's.
And you were up in Albuquerque.
Yes, I had already done a lot of stuff in the profession and in my journalism. At these particular times, what I was doing is I was writing. I was an editor. I wrote, designed, published this whole editor, a monthly newsletter by myself. It was about programs all over the state. And then I had a TV show on KOB, which is the NBC affiliate. And I would have a Sunday morning public service kind of 10-minute interviews and things like that. And so I would be able to do whatever I wanted to. So I did that. So the training that I got here in NMSU and the KRWG and the TV program and the film program, because they were just starting film, I was able to utilize immediately in Albuquerque.
Let's go back to when you received this award recently. And how did you feel?
I didn't know that the board of directors from the Courtview Center, which I was the executive director, and so the board of directors Really, Pistol Mangino was the person. Pistol and Anna Mangino. Pistol's our board chair, and Anna's his wife. And they just decided that Irene should get this award. And so they put it together, the board. They got the necessary things. They were asking me all sorts of questions and stuff. And says, well, we need a resume. And so I got a resume together. I said, what are you guys doing? And so anyway, they submitted me. And unbeknownst to all of us, I got it. And I was very thrilled, and I found out with Leslie Cervantes, who is at the development office. And so Leslie called me up and let me know that I had been awarded this wonderful award, and I was so thrilled. And then I didn't say anything to anybody because they should announce it. It was through the Alumni Association. And so it wasn't until this week that I've been talking about it, but I've kept it secret all this time.
Well, there's a lot of events that you have to represent the university for this Distinguished Alumni Award. This award is given to those who have brought honor and distinction to their alma mater. And of course, your alma mater is the College of Arts and Sciences.
Correct. I should mention that they're trying to also do a lot of things through NMSU in the city. So certain things up to this point have been done in the city for homecoming. But the activities for me start on that Tuesday, that week, and they go through Saturday. And starting Tuesday, I'm meeting with students in the College of Arts and Science. I'm speaking in classes. I'm at a scholarship luncheon. And then I meet with faculty and staff and the dean. So a lot of things that relate to the College of Arts and Sciences.
So let's get back to let people know why this is so important for homecoming. The award is presented during the annual homecoming festivities then at the Distinguished Alumni Awards Dinner on October the 27th.
Correct. They have a dinner, and then for the Distinguished Alumni, we get an award there. And then we also are part of the parade the next day. So we're at the homecoming parade, and then we have things to do Saturday, the tailgate, and we're there. And then at the halftime at the game, we go out on the field, and they give us another recognition. So it's a big day. It's a big week of recognitions.
So the NMSU Alumni Association then honors individuals from each academic college and one international alumni.
That's correct.
Let's list some of the colleges. College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Esteban Herrera. College of Arts and Sciences, Irene Oliver Lewis. College of Business, Del Esparza. College of Education, Mary Lou Davis. College of Engineering, Eloy Torres. And College of Health and Social Services, Sue Gerber. And for more information, they can always go on the web at the 2017 Distinguished Alumni Award. Let's get back to you. You've done so much in the last years that you've come back here. You were the producer and founder of the Court Youth Center, which is an arts-based youth program. And then you started Alma de Arte Charter Arts High School in 2004. Well, these are a lot of things which have brought a lot of honor and distinction to your alma mater.
They have. And people should know that I always mention that I'm an Aggie, especially when I'm overseas or I'm traveling internationally. I mention that I'm from Las Cruces and I graduated from New Mexico State University because I am extremely proud of the work we do here and the work I did here when I was young. I need to also mention that the theme this year of homecoming is Dia de los Aggies, which goes with Dia de los Muertos. And in my case, it's something that I have been doing artistically. It's a cultural celebration. But as an artist, as a Latino artist, I used to do big altars in Albuquerque, and we'd have different themes and stuff. So I am so pleased. And they have a special T-shirt for the day and for the homecoming. So if you're Dia de los Muertos fans, you should go get some memorabilia that says Dia de los Aggies. And as an Aggie, what I have done is represent my university and really represent the work that the university taught me, the knowledge of art, the knowledge of creativity, the knowledge of taking your culture, taking literature, taking plays, all of that stuff that we took for granted here because we were a small university at that time. And you could be involved with many things. So I was a theater major, but I would go and I would work at the Reader's Theater Group, at the speech department. I would go do films with the film department here at KRWG. I would hang out with the English majors. We would interpret the poetry that they would write, and all of this creative interchange that later on was the way that you really do art, and you do this integration. So I was constantly learning here at the university, not knowing that it was going to really affect the 50 years of my work in the professional world. And so I'm very thankful. I'm not sure if the students understand the integration of working between colleges, and we were doing social justice at the time, and we didn't even know that that's what we were doing, because our plays, the themes of the plays were anti-war, they were talking about culture, they were talking about language, a second language acquisition, that we just didn't even know we were doing that information.
So this is something that you'd like for the students now in 2017 to understand the importance of going back from one college to the next.
It would make them more employable, and it would be very interesting to see how science relates to English, how science relates to music, how science, all these things that I then took into my educational work as an artist in residence, and it led to really creating Alma de Arte, because I had the opportunity here at NMSU to do that integration and to work hand in hand with all these different individuals. And I think it's very important for our university students now to understand that interconnectedness.
Well, you're going to be honored on Friday, October the 27th, several times at 3:30 p.m. is going to be where you've invited the public. The College of Arts and Sciences cordially invites you to the 2017 Distinguished Alumni Reception in honor of Irene Oliver Lewis at 3:30 p.m., Friday, October 27th at Kent Hall Museum Courtyard, 1280 East University. And an RSVP is required at 646-5886 or to A. Jurado at nmsu.edu. Who is A. Jurado?
Ashley Jurado. She works in the dean's office, and she's been wonderful moving me along here through everything that we have to do for the activities. I also have to mention that that's where I had my graduate program, at Kent Hall. So my office was there in the courtyard, and so Kent Hall is very dear to me.
So a lot of activities that the public can attend, they can find on the website.
That's correct.
At NMSU Alumni and Friends. And also, this starting on Monday, October 23rd, throughout the week, and the dinner as well. I really am honored to have you being honored for the 2017 Distinguished Alumna Award recipient for the College of Arts and Sciences. Thank you so much, Irene Oliver Lewis.
Thank you, Emily, always for being part of my growth.
Oh, thank you. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.